From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Iranian rescue teams battling bad weather and mountainous terrain have located the wreckage of a plane that crashed with 65 people on board. The Osman Airlines flight left Tehran Sunday morning for the city of Yazooj in Isfahan province, but went down in the Zagros Mountains. The search effort was initially delayed because of dense fog, high winds, and snow that made it impossible for helicopters to get close to the crash site. Conditions improved enough on Monday for the helicopters to operate. Latvia's central bank chief, Ilmars Rimzevics, was freed on bail from police custody Monday after 2 days of questioning about alleged bribery, accusations that have shaken the Baltic nation. Rimzevics says he rejects all the allegations and plans to meet the press on Tuesday, he says, to, quote, explain in a more detailed way. Latvia's anti-corruption agency says it suspects Rimzevics of seeking out a large-scale bribe. It has yet to disclose any further information, however. Officials with Latvia's Norvik Bank told the Associated Press that Rimzevics reportedly solicited bribes and retaliated against the bank when it refused to pay him. Embattled Maldives President Yameen Abdul Gayoom on Monday sought parliamentary approval for extending the emergency in his country by 30 days, but the move stalled after opposition lawmakers boycotted a planned vote. Yameen declared the emergency after the Supreme Court ordered the release of a group of his imprisoned political opponents. They had been convicted in widely criticized trials. This is VOA News. A huge